Welcome in. Time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Welcome in. Time for another daily editorial. You know, the Russians did invade today. Jimmy and I talked about it this morning. Let's talk about the Ukrainian people all right now. There's no better person to do that than Dr. Frieda. Dr. Frieda, tell us, if you would, your impression of what's going on with the Ukrainian people, or what, from a PhD psychologist standpoint, what could be going on with the Ukrainian people right now?
Well, they're very scared. Putin sees the United States as weak and less able to pursue coherent foreign policy. And many Ukrainians feel the incessant talk of war is already having an effect on the country from its cultural heritage and its economy. So they're really not too happy here. There are 12 million Russians found there and in Ukraine. And the breakup of the Soviet Union in 1991. And Putin wants Soviet countries to not join NATO as well. And the Ukrainian people, with their democratic government, they don't want to be part of the military. Ukraine is about as big as Russia. And how this war is going is found to be seen is going to go forward today. And it's affecting everyone around them. Half of the Ukrainian experience poverty. Ukraine is the biggest country in Europe, and it's among the most educated nation in the world. McDonald's in Kyiv is among the most visited McDonald's and a restaurant in the world. And their lifestyles are characteristics of good food, deep friendships, and love of nature. So they're in a free country. They have half of the people in poverty, but they don't want to change it, and they don't want to live in Russia. So there are fears of this invasion, and the people in this country with the beautiful churches and castles are no longer having visitors. People are afraid. They're leaving. They're leaving in masses now. The country is really in a state of disruption as we speak. Tomorrow, we're going to find out what is moving Putin forward to cause even further destruction for these people. But in reality, their lives are changing. Americans are trying to flee and to get out. And we're already having this huge effect on their country, where the foreign policy is being seen in the United States and in Europe as weak. And Putin wants to go back to pre-Cold War, the way the nation, the Soviet Union, was then. And he feels that Ukraine should be part of that. He wants to have a hold on all the people and not be a part of Russia, but part of the Soviet Union at large. And of course, NATO is a big part of it as well. And the Ukraine people don't want to have the necessity not to be part of NATO. They don't want to be part of Russia and their military force. So a lot is going on as we speak.
Yeah, let me ask you this. Do you think the United States, I mean, is Biden doing an effective job in terms of the role that the United States could play in this situation?
You know, the sad thing is, Al, that we were worried that Trump would be the one that would create war. And really, look what's happening. Our country seems weak, and they're pouncing on us. As if they waited for this opportunity to do this.
Oh, they really are. I don't see the Ukraine necessarily as ever being an independent country, certainly as long as Putin's in power. But I think we could have a little give or take. So all the negative aspects of the things that are happening to the Ukrainians perhaps could go away. Give and take on the part of Putin, I think. What do you think?
I think that the Ukrainian people are very peaceful people. They're enjoying democracy. They don't want change, And therefore, as long as we're part of this, and as long as we're going to try to help out and not have the exchange of Putin getting what it is he wants. He wants this NATO policy not to be in effect.
Yeah.
And therefore, the natural gas sources as well, 40% natural gas in Europe comes from Russia.
Right.
And we need to sanction against that as well. So there's a lot, hopefully, that he will lose if he moves forward.
Yeah, but I personally think at this point in time, I don't think the West is strong enough to do that. I don't think Europe can go without the natural gas, without the gas from China. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about something else. I don't think the Europe can go without the gas from Russia.
Well, the reality is Putin can't go without having that gas distributed as well. So he will suffer. The real question is, how much is he willing to take a loss?
Right.
And how much are we able to push back? That remains to be seen with Biden. What is his next tactic? Because this in February 2022, the crisis has deepened, and talks to subdue Russia involving Ukraine has failed.
Uh-huh.
So where is our strength? Where is our capability of using what we do have to push Putin back? I don't see it. We're waiting to see what the next step is. So
right.
We're in the midst of process to how to subdue Russia, which started actually February 2014.
Right.
So this is an ongoing conflict to subdue Russia even then, and that has failed.
Right.
So what is the next tactic that we need to do? Besides the gas, besides NATO, besides showing Putin that we're not going to be working with him further on. He's not going to be getting our support.
Well, I would have to say that I don't think, given the conundrum that exists, given the complications that exist between Russia, China, and the United States, I think right now, in terms of if you liken that situation to a ladder, I would have to say that because of our executive branch, that we are on the bottom rung of that ladder. I think really, I'm very concerned about what the Chinese eventually will do, and I'm very concerned about the Russians eventually would do, because they really are not that concerned about America anymore and our potential actions.
As long as everyone sees us as weak, we're not in a good place. And this is the problem. If Putin proves that, then everybody else will follow. And so we need an administration that can show that they can push back.
But we don't have that kind of
administration. We don't have it.
No.
And you know, we're waiting for this to end, this nightmare to end.
Right.
You can't treat a bully by paying them off.
No.
You have to push back. And that's why Trump was so wonderful, because he really knows how to be a bully. He knows how to give it back double. We don't have a country now ruling the world. We're losing that oomph that we had in the past.
Yes, we certainly are. Frieda, a couple of things. Number one, as you know, this is a podcast, got a pretty good number of people listening to it. I want to talk about this subject perhaps from a bit of a different life with you and Jimmy on the weekend radio show. But I appreciate what you're saying today. I appreciate your thoughts about the Ukrainian people themselves. I appreciate your thoughts about Putin. And I certainly appreciate the agreement that you have with Jimmy and I about where the United States is going. We're heading in a downward direction.
Not good.
Not good. Frieda, thank you so much. I love you, dear.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I love you. Take care.